This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
John Hancock sitting in for Amy Markscores today, and the Bernie Miklas Report is brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. I'm Chris Ranji, because no days off for me, except for Friday, but, and maybe Monday too.
Yeah, maybe.
And then probably Tuesday. At any rate, we bring in our guy, Bernie Miklas, who is with us now. The Cardinals continue Grapefruit League play. They will play today just after 12 o'clock. Eric Fetty will start for them as they get ready for the regular season. And Bernie, before we get to baseball, first of all, hey, how's it going?
I'm doing groovy. Does groovy. Anyone use that word? Anyone use that term anymore?
I'll drop a groovy every once in a while.
Really?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, sure. Why not? We're bringing it back.
When you get well-seasoned like me and Bernie, you can get away with the groovy.
So John here, I feel like John skipped one whole generation. Like he just, I didn't think that he participated in any of the groovy stuff.
I was there, buddy.
You were there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't doubt that about, yeah, I fully believe that about Mr. Hancock. Absolutely.
So, Bernie, before we get to baseball stuff, it is conference tournament time. We just had the Missouri Valley Tournament, which wrapped up here in St. Louis. Drake winning that conference tournament. They'll go to the big dance. We also have SIUE, which is reaching or has reached the NCAA tournament for the first time ever. I think that is just an awesome local story.
It really is. And it's what, to me, it's the reason that makes the NCAA tournament so special, because you can't say, well, there's room for everybody, but in terms of, you know, practical experience, you know, every year there are, oh, I don't know, five or six teams, seven teams that are true Cinderella type teams, and it's either their first time in an NCAA tournament, or it's the first time in a very long time, and they just give that tournament, teams like SIUE, pardon me. They give the tournament just a really special charm, and you just love to see, you know, teams like that get into the dance, because, listen, it's usually going to come down to the final four usually be, you know, teams that are in the top 10, 15 in the entire country. We know that. But, man, you just love the possibility of David and his slingshot going in there to knock somebody off the way. Remember when UMBC?
Oh yeah,
Maryland, upset Baltimore. Number one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
But I actually passed through there for about a semester. But anyway, UMBC knocked off Virginia, the top seed. You know, yep. Stuff like that. You just always want to dream like something like that can happen. But congratulations to everyone at SIUE.
It's a very cool thing for them. Meanwhile, we are waiting to see what will happen with SLU. They're going to play on Thursday. It's a game that we will have here on KMOX. They'll play the winner of Richmond and Davidson. That's Steph Curry's former school. So what do you think? Is there one of those teams that you would prefer they face in the first round?
To be honest with you, I haven't looked at it that far. I just know that SLU's been playing better. And listen, if the big three are getting it done, they would have a chance to at least get to the final. You know, I think SLU's a little bit of a sleeper pick in that tournament because I just like I like their form as they go into the Atlantic 10 tournament. So it's going to be interesting because obviously you don't mean to say this. It's the only way they're going to make the tournament is they have to win the conference tournament.
So again, Thursday, Atlantic 10 tournament. SLU will play. It's a 1 o'clock tip off. We will have the game here starting at 12:45 with the broadcast. So let's go ahead and shift to baseball. Cardinals, again, they continue their Grapefruit League play. Last time we talked, I'm certain that we got into, you know, those final roster spots, and that's kind of what's left here to decide for the rest of this month before the opener on March 27th is figuring out how to shape up that back end of the roster. Is there somebody you think that is on this team right now that maybe we did not think of before spring started?
Well, I can't say, Ronj, that he's absolutely going to be on the team, but it would not be surprising to see Jose Barrero make the team. You know, he was the former top prospect of the Cincinnati Reds, and a lot of people thought he'd be a terrific player, but he hasn't been able to hit. However, he's very, very athletic, and he can the bonus with him is he's a right-handed bat, but he can play anywhere in the infield, basically, or at least third, shortstop, second, primarily shortstop. But he can also play center field. He can also help you out there. And I think the Cardinals are really impressed by his athleticism and his versatility. So yeah, he's definitely got a chance. Like Thomas Ejasi, you know, under normal circumstances, like if Arenado had been traded, Ejasi might have had a great chance to make the team coming out of camp. But I think he's going to have to wait because I think you need him to get his at-bats every day down in Memphis until something opens up. So that's one guy. That's really the one I keep an eye on. Lucan Baker, for example, to me, you know, and I on good authority, but again, everyone can change their mind. You know, Lucan Baker's definitely on a club. The, you know, right-handed bat against left-handed pitchers in DH situations, perhaps, but also as a late-inning threat against lefty relievers coming off the bench.
Looks like Victor Scott's going to get the starting nod in center field for the Cardinals. He had a really good spring, surprising some folks. And one of the few Cardinal batters that really has stood out so far in Jupiter. You expect him to be the Cardinals' opening day center fielder?
Well, he should be, especially if they want to have everyone believe that this is, as they call it, a, quote, runway season that leads to 2026. Scott represents their future, and he's got much, much higher upside than Ciani, much higher upside. And I would be, to call it a puzzling or a head-scratcher, that Victor Scott would not make the club or, you know, would not be the primary center fielder. To me, it would just be bewildering to me. But I understand there's a difference of opinion in the organization. So we'll see. I think John Mozeliak, and if you heard him on with Kevin Wheeler on Sports on a Sunday morning this past Sunday, John Mozeliak is very, very up. I mean, up on Victor Scott. The manager may have a different view of this, so we'll see how this plays out. Because the manager loves Michael Ciani, even though Michael Ciani has never, not even in the minor leagues, has never hit at an above average level. Yeah. I've covered baseball a lot of time, long, long time. Every team I've covered, the manager always has like a fixation about somebody that the rest of us go like, okay, he plays really good defense, but huh. That you want him over Victor Scott? It just makes no sense. To
like
me, but
Tony La Russa and Seth Maness back in the day. Remember that relationship? Hey, the starting staff is a little troubling. Some of the guys have looked pretty good, but Sonny Gray gets rocked again yesterday. Too much to read into. I mean, it's spring training, right? So don't worry about it.
I never look at veterans. I'm talking about older veterans. I never look at them because they're always working on something. their priority is not to like, well, I got to get out. You know, I got to pitch well today and not give up any runs. Sonny Gray's probably trying to shape up some pitches and things like that. I think the most interesting thing about the rotation, you know, Katie Wu, The Athletic, has reported this, and she kind of doubled down on it today. You know, the last two rotation spots are going to come down to Pallante versus McGreevy.
Yep.
And that's another head scratcher. I simply don't understand this. Gentlemen, you know, Andre Pallante last year, he moved in the rotation on May the 29th. From that time to the end of the season, so we're talking about June, July, August, and the final month, 4 months. He not only had the best starting pitching ERA among Cardinals, but he had the 10th best starting pitching ERA in the National League from May 29th to the end of the season. And I'm sorry, he's got to fight for a rotation spot. I was not aware that the Cardinals had a bunch of Cy Young candidates in that rotation. Pardon the sarcasm, but it just, I just don't understand the thought process down there sometimes.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Is it a motivational thing?
No, because I think Pallante is really geared up. And you remember the story, you know, last season, because he was never going to be a good major league reliever because he can't strike people out. But as a starting pitcher, that doesn't matter as much because he's got a great arsenal pitches. He also had the highest ground ball rate in the National League last year. Anyway, but the story last year, this just shows you a little bit in behind the curtain stuff. When they sent him down after he was a relief pitcher and he was getting hammered, they sent him down to Memphis, and Pallante stopped in the office and said, listen, I have a request. I really do think my future is going to be as a starting pitcher. I think I'm just much more suited to a starting role. Can I go down to Memphis and can I work on that? Will you let me stretch out and be a starting pitcher? And they said, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Here's the question. Why does the pitcher have to go to the team and say, you know what? I could be a good starting pitcher. I think that's where I'm at. I think that's where I'm at my best. And he came up and he proved it. He had the team's best ERA as a starting pitcher from May 29th to the end of the season. And, you know, but if Pallante hadn't spoken up, where would he be right now? He went from being a fringy reliever to a guy that was at least statistically their best starting pitcher once they put him in there. So the Cardinals, gosh, I don't know sometimes. I just don't know about, again, their thought process on some of these things.
It's interesting you bring that up because just yesterday I mentioned this to Kevin during the Glover show. Usually teams, they try to exhaust all starting pitching possibilities first before they even think about putting you in the bullpen, right? They want to make sure that you can't start games before they stick you there, because you are infinitely more valuable to them if you can take starter innings. And I recalled a situation with Chris Sale, who eventually won a Cy Young Award, who was pitching for the Sox, and they tried to put him in the bullpen because they had injury concerns with him. And he freaked out on them and said, "I am not going to the bullpen." And they said, "Okay, fine, you can continue to be a starter." Those kinds of examples, you rarely hear about them. It doesn't mean they don't happen, where a player has to talk the team into letting him start, but you don't hear about them that much.
Yeah, and that's why the Pallante thing is so strange, and yet he came through in a huge way for them. And yet now, instead of, you know, we're not talking about, you know, Miles Michaelis having a battle for a job or Steven Matz having a battle for a job. We're talking about the guy that had the best starting pitching ERA last year over the final 4 months. I don't know, you know, and listen, man, this is not a shot at Michael McGreevy, because if this was a true runway season, if the Cardinals are really good, would really back up what they said they were going to do, McGreevy and Pallante both would be in the rotation, but it seems like it's going to be one or the other, at least at the start of the season. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, Bernie Miklas, we will talk again on Thursday.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.